You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to The Beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity. I am joined in studio by a very young, talented young man by the name of CJ Holland. What's good, CJ?
Hey, man. It's all good right here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, you're out here for the Grammy weekend.
Mm-hmm. That is right.
Performing. I heard you had a performance.
Oh, many performances. I've been just
performing. But a big one. You opened for somebody someone pretty big. Diddy?
I did perform at Diddy's pre-Grammy party. It was fun. It was fantastic. Great vibe, you know, feeling the music, great crowd, great energy.
What was it like? I mean, have you ever met Diddy before? Was that like a big shell shocker to be up in there and, hey, I'm going to be opening up for Diddy's pre-Grammy party?
I mean, I have met Diddy a few times before, and it was just, it's crazy, just his presence when he walks into a room or anything like that. It's just the way he carries himself. It was truly great that I got the opportunity to perform there.
Now, let's just get the elephant out of the room right now. There's two white boys here on Black Hollywood Live. I know what y'all are thinking out there at home, but this boy can sing his ass off. Now, you have your music was sent to me, and I looked at your picture, and I was like, what is this boy about to sing? And I played it, and I got to say, now, before I say who I think your influences are, I want you to tell me who you grew up listening to.
Well, see, I actually grew up, you know, right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So obviously it's always a constant music, always music bombarding me. But I would say the music that really spoke to me the most was probably, you know, artists like, you know, the Gap Band, like Charlie Wilson, Prince, you know, Carl Carlton, when she's a bad mamma jamma, you know, funk and like stuff that really got you up and moving, you know.
Who was it that got you into that kind of music? Was it family, friends?
Well, I'd have to say, I was dancing since I was like 3 years old. I've always been around, you know, dancers and everything. And I walked into a room one day, and they happened to be playing this song. And after they turned it off, I was like, oh, that's great. Who is that? I like her. And they were like, no, that's a guy. That's Michael Jackson. And it really spoke to me because, you know, I've always had a really high-pitched voice. And, you know, that really got me into, you know, wanting to be on stage and perform. And, you know.
Do you remember what song it was?
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Boom.
I'll never forget it. Yeah, you know, like, hey, pretty baby with the high heels on. You know, stuff like that.
I heard now, also not only Michael Jackson, but Quincy Jones. Is it a little bit of a icon to you?
Oh, of course, and a lot of more stuff outside of just Michael, like his albums that he produced with, you know, James Ingram, you know, find 100 ways, you know stuff like that. I've listened to all his stuff, and I remember the day I actually sent him two songs of mine. One day we somehow got in contact with his people, and he listened to the first song, and he sent an email back, and he was like, it's good, but, you know, Quincy's really busy right now, and we'll have to, you know, schedule this at a later time. And then he listened to my other song, and, you know, he called me, and he said he was amazed by what I was doing, and flew me out to L.A. the next day. I got to go to his house, and we just sat on, you know, I went into, like, it is incredible to see how many awards this man actually has.
It wasn't intimidating at all?
You know, it was actually really humbling because you meet someone like Quincy Jones and you, like, you know, your expectations are so high. He's just like all of us. He's such a cool guy. We talked about music for maybe 5 minutes, and after that, it was just fun.
What's something that you kind of pulled that you can't really let go from that day that he taught you?
He actually told me, never look at the pretty girls. They're always getting watched.
Well, that's out here in LA. That is very true. All right, so your music, you're inspired by a different type of sound than it is today. How do you keep fresh? How do you keep in the new realm and not being compared to Michael Jackson, not being compared to, you know, any other artist, other than Justin Timberlake's, how do you stay? How does CJ stay fresh to his own lane?
Well, I mean, I've always been a huge fan of funk music. And I just think the most important thing is to keep an open mind. Mm. And really, you never know where you're going to have a song idea. You never know. You pull inspiration from everything and every experience that you have in your life. And as long as you're real, people, you know, are going to believe it, as long as it's you.
And one of the songs that you had out, it was called Proper.
Proper, yeah.
Where did this come from?
Proper. I remember we were, I think I was in, was it? I was in New York when Proper was made. Proper was just basically based on, you know, spitting game to a girl. Like, just telling her, you get it proper. Like, doesn't really necessarily mean anything. It's really whatever the girl wants it to mean. You get it proper, girl, you know?
All right, so we have a clip from Proper we're going to play. This is CJ Holland, Proper. You get it proper. You get it proper. You get it proper. Girl, you gon' remember me now. Okay, okay. And if you want a baby, all you had to do was say, okay, okay, okay. And if you want a baby, all you gotta do is say, beauty, you're a goddess. Can't reach you, girl, you're flawless. And I'm falling, and it's perfect. Let me glow. So wait, girl, I'll be coming round to take it. But when we layin', don't wake me, cause I'm dreaming about you, girl. All right, now you have to give me a little bit of that live, because I know people are going to be sitting up here listening like, he trying to sound like,
all right.
No. Let's just hear it live right here, CJ.
In the game, we got our own set of rules now. But get the Novocaine, I want to be a body somehow. What you want to give me? I'ma have you shimmy out the blue jeans. Baby, when you close that door, remember what you signed up for.
Boop. All right. So Proper, where do you want to move forward with your music as far as your sound and getting the audience to pay attention to you? Are you a dancer? You know, you said you've been performing since you were three. So when we come to a CJ Holland show, what are we getting?
You're getting a lot of energy, a lot of dancing. I mean, dancing and singing my whole life. That's all I know how to do. A lot of theatrics.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining. I've been on the stage my whole life, and, you know, so
now
very
you got,
exciting.
You're out here Grammy weekend. Mm-hmm. You got to see the Grammys. What was something that you kind of stood out for you as far as this year's Grammys?
I mean, let me tell you, Beyonce always kills it.
I mean, it was the Beyonce
every single time. That was incredible. And, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, gosh, I don't even know what to say to that. It's just incredible.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought Kendrick up, because he was in a little bit of controversy today between the whole Macklemore winning best rap album.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Macklemore? The problem with the Grammys this year was a lot of people were saying that they didn't think Macklemore should be in the hip-hop categories.
Mm-hmm.
Basically because his music is so loved, you know, in the mainstream world, that it kind of dilutes people like Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. like their albums. What's your take on Macklemore?
Well, I feel like, first of all, I think Macklemore and, you know, Kendrick are both amazing artists, and they both really stay true to themselves, and they all, you know, they work very hard, so no one can ever take that away from them. I don't take anything away from Kendrick. Kendrick's incredible, but at the same time, Macklemore, I think, is just as inspiring, you know, on two separate, you know, issues and spectrums, you know. Mm. As long as they're speaking to the people and saying true to themselves, I don't see a problem with any of them.
And they got, and clearly the Grammys didn't either, because it was like the Beyonce and Macklemore show.
Nope. Hey.
Night. I mean, they were literally marrying people up in the Grammys.
I mean,
the other night.
That's crazy, crazy stuff. I've never seen anything like that before.
No, that was pretty one-time thing. All right, so next we have Wanna Be Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is your newest single. Tell us a little bit about that.
Wanna Be Yours, produced by Vidal. You know, he did Caught Up, did Yo by Chris Brown,
and Caught Up by Usher.
Yes. And I really like this because it's, while it is an R&B track, at the same time it's still got enough tempo for you to dance to it. It's really, you know, it's got a knocking bass, but it's really got those, you know, really nice chords to go over it. And honestly, it's really just a real love song.
What is it that you... How hard is it for you as an artist to kind of put this type of music out there, knowing that right now the sound is this electronic dance? Is there any fear in you at all saying, you know, this might be a little too much funk for right now? Do you think the people are ready for it right now?
Well, I think there's always, you have to consider what is popular at the moment, but because I mean, obviously I do, but I think, you know, really just finding that perfect match of what is current but still, you know, being yourself. I mean, some songs I'm like way over there, but some songs, you know, more mainstream. So it's just really on how I feel in the studio and what comes out.
And I like this one because I think exactly like you said, it mixes a little bit of both of them. So this is CJ Holland, Wanna Be Yours. Wanna Be Yours, CJ Holland. You got all these songs. Obviously, it's talking to a lot of females.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, at such a young age, how do you keep yourself so grounded in not getting caught up with all of this fandomonium that's about to happen?
I always, I'm just so passionate about music. It's really a feeling I can't really put into words. It's overwhelming how much I really just, when something I hear and I love it, like like the bass line from Rick James in Ghetto Life, bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum bum ba dum, the stuff like that, when I really love it, it's nothing else in the world matters.
So do you have a lot of say in, as far as when you're working with the producers, exactly the sound that you want? Or is it kind of like, you know, you shop around for beats or instrumentals and kind of figure out what's going to match best with you? Or do you like to find the producer and really kind of sit down and work with him on, you know, I want to add this riff in this part? Or, you know, how does that work out for you?
It's honestly a huge mix of things. Sometimes I'll hear a track, be like, yep, that's it. We don't have to do anything to it. Let's just write something to it. Other times we build a lot of stuff from the ground up. It really is based on feeling. Whatever feels right at the moment, I just go off, you know, my gut.
And now you have these two singles out. As far as a video goes, artistically, you know, what are we going to see from CJ?
Artistically, well, again, if it's anything like my shows, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of dancing, a lot of theatrics, you know, a lot of creative stuff that I think I could do that would be really nice. So.
And if you could, if you're looking out there right now, who would you say is kind of your biggest adversary? I wouldn't say adversary, but who would you kind of say right now would be your competition?
Honestly, I don't really view it as, you know, people being competition. I honestly think there's room for everyone in the industry to be themselves and to do whatever they want to do. There's enough to go around. There's always enough fans for everybody. So, I mean, let's just all get along. It's all about the music.
There you go. And as far as keeping your head on straight, you know, and keeping the people, good people around you, which you clearly do. I mean, you came up in this studio with a whole bunch of love. Now, you actually, not only that, but you actually brought people from my hometown.
Hey, man. Hey, I knew I was seeing you today, so I was like, you know what? Maybe I should bring some people out there, you know, just to make it feel more comfortable in the studio.
The first person you brought he's actually an artist that you have a single out with. His name is AY. Tell us a little bit about the single that's coming out.
The single coming out with AY is called Mind Tap. It's very, very clubby, very heavy in bass. Amazing rapper. And... you know, I sing, you know, I got a verse and a chorus, and I mean, I can't really even put it into words. You're going to have to listen to it, man. I really can't do it justice just talking about it, you know?
All right. Well, let's turn over here to meet some of the people. We have a rapper AY in here. What's good, AY?
How's it going, man?
So since he can't really fully explain the song, can you give me a little what are we going to expect from your sound, adding to CJ?
You're going to expect, I mean, the concept of the song originally was CJ, we went into the studio in New York, and he sang the hook, the mind tap hook, how he's mind tapped by a girl, how she's dancing and moving, and how she's got him mesmerized. And so what I thought in my head was, I'm going to go the opposite way as the, you know, the playboy type rapper from Boston. I'm the one mind tapping the girls. I'm not getting mind tapped. So I'm going to do the opposite thing. That's what makes the song so cool, is he's coming in all innocent, and I'm coming in not cocky, but confident. And it's really the sound of the beat and the way I flow on it is just different from anything I've ever personally heard. And it's got a mainstream sound to it, and the bass is crazy. And
when are we going to expect this?
Sooner than later.
Sooner than later. Hey, this kid's got some good answers over here. All right, now next on the seats, we got DJ Double Takes. You guys are brothers. We have Paul and Jesse.
Yes.
What's good, guys?
What's going on?
What brings you guys to L.A.?
Came out here for the Grammy performance, you know, rode along with CJ and Alex, and AY rather, and, you know, came out here, got a chance to DJ for CJ, you know, so it was a cool experience. We love L.A. You know, we've been out here before, and it's a great time.
And you guys have been out here, and you guys are working with CJ.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard some of your remixes before, so we're going to get some production-wise going on with CJ.
Yeah, we've been mixing up some ideas in the hotel rooms and stuff like that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so who knows what will come out in the future. You know what I mean? We got some cool stuff coming out, too, and, you know, some big stuff in the works. So, you know, we've been excited. So it's good to see some hometown people out here, too.
Absolutely.
You know, love Cape Cod.
Now, for everyone out there who wants to get in contact with you guys have a webpage, Twitter handle.
You can hit us up on Twitter. Mine is Double Take Paul and Double Take Jesse.
Yeah.
All right. And AY, how about yourself?
Say again?
A Twitter handle or a webpage that we can reach you at?
It's we actually haven't released one yet from me yet. So,
all right. But any singles that we can look for?
It's all kind of on the low, man. It's coming.
There
we coming.
Go.
It's all you gotta know.
All right. Now, CJ, coming back to you. You're working with, you're opening for Diddy. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself in a place in the music industry where, yes, it's all about the music, but not to kind of get tainted as far as not, you know, leaving your sound and kind of making sure that you stay true to your sound with the records that you're going to put out. You're going to put out your album, right? How do you kind of create the orchestra sound to it?
I would say just you really going back and referencing the great people that have inspired me, like James Brown, you know, like all those, like, Papa don't take no mess. Like, just the way he sings, I could look at Usher, I could look at so many other people that actually inspired me, and that's what really keeps me grounded and, like, okay, it gets me focused because I figure out what I do like and what I don't like, and what I always do like, I always come back to.
And moving from YouTube to actually becoming a performer, I mean, what are some of the differences as far as your fans? Do they ever, you know, miss the covers, or, you know, do you still give that to them sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I give them to them all the time, you know, on definitely on Instagram. I got, you know, Vine and everything, and it's really great to do a cover for someone and have them message you back and see that just made their day. You know, that's a really good feeling to have.
And are you very interactive with your fans online?
Very. Very.
There you
very. I love my fans, you know? Love them. Love them all.
Now, before we give your information out, we usually do a 6 mix here.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're here on a different day, we're going to do something different. I'm going to ask you 6 questions.
Okay.
Music inspired. Just want to hear what you think about them. Best album of the year.
Best album of the year. Oh my gosh. I don't even think I can answer that because there's been so many good albums this year, honestly.
Give me 3 albums.
Okay. Let's say Lorde. Lorde is incredible. What, 2 Grammys? Incredible. It's 17?
With just the EP.
Exact.
4, like, what? She had like 6 songs on it?
Like, it just blew me away just to see that.
All right, really, so Lorde.
Lorde. Again, I'm always going to go back to Beyonce.
She did that.
I mean, I can't. I like, every time, you know? Just every time. Such a great performer too, you know?
All right, so Beyonce Lord. Now, thoughts on Kendrick Lamar's verse in Control?
Oh man, I personally love it, honestly. I love the way that Kendrick, he's really himself. He does not care what anyone else thinks, and that's what I really appreciate about him. Like, he went the total opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, nah, I'm doing it my way. I don't care what any of y'all think. You know, just went the total opposite way.
And I think at this point we needed that, as far as, especially New York hip-hop, East Coast hip-hop. I think that they just kind of needed a spark, mm-hmm, or something right now. Yeah. I don't know if it was the greatest verse of all time, but as far as this year goes, yeah, I think we need to step it up. So I thought that was a good verse on him. Now, yeah, flipping side of that, Yeezus album dropped this year. Very controversial. It's not getting no radio play. A lot of people saying it's one of the greatest albums of all time. Thoughts?
I think, honestly, it's a work of art. I truly believe that. And when you make something like that that's so controversial, you're going to get a lot of hate, but you're going to get a lot of love. And I think that's what makes an album immortal. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, love is always going to get it out there, but hate is going to make that immortal, you know? No matter, both spectrums, you need that, you know? It's really just incredible. I think it was incredible.
Now, it's interesting that you said earlier, Quincy Jones said to you, stay away from the pretty girls.
Don't look at the pretty
girls. Don't look at the pretty girls.
Because they already have a lot of people looking at them.
So, if you could give any advice to Mr. Kanye West right now, PR-wise, what would you say?
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Just keep being you. Don't try to be anyone else. You're Kanye West.
Do you feel like some people are looking at him right now as far as him being with Kim, that kind of waters down his brand? Do you think that matters at all, or
not
people are just overreacting looking at it?
Not at all. It's the artistry that really matters. It's the music that matters. That's what Kanye is. He's a genius. You know.
And then last but not least, Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
This is the CJ Grammys right here.
Wow. I don't even know how to even answer that question, because it's been so...
But what have you been jamming to? Like, what is your song of the year as far as CJ? Like, you know what I mean? It don't gotta inspire you in no way to create your own music. It could just be, you know what? Every day I wake up in the morning and I want to take a shower to this song.
I mean, you know, to get hype, you know, every time, like, I listen to that Jay-Z Tom Ford.
There you go. I mean, and you put that on the club, it just changes the entire situation.
It does. Every time. It shuts it down.
So now you can beatbox too. Can we get a little bit of that too?
I mean, if you want, I mean, I can beatbox a little bit. You know, just a little bit, you know, it's nothing crazy. I'm more of a singer myself.
Now, before we wrap up, You tell us a little bit about this Dubai Fest that is going on.
It was with Timberland, Selena Gomez, and Will.i.am.
Oh, Will.i.am, excuse me.
And it was out in Dubai. I was currently at my, you know, back home, and I get a call from Quincy's people asking me to come out and perform for the Dubai Music Festival, you know, for, you know, Quincy Jones. And went out there and just... So, again, so humbling that Quincy really, you know, believed in me that much that he took the time to really find me and fly me out to Dubai and ask me to perform for him with Saida Garrett, who was on I Just Can't Stop Loving You. I got to perform with her, and a lot of great, fantastic things. It's just... It's a feeling you really can't put into words.
I mean, you're being surrounded by so many upcoming legends, and I mean, mm-hmm, and past legends. I mean, you're setting yourself for a good place. Now, you are a big fan of Drake, I've heard.
I am, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would think that you and AY over here, we can get maybe a little. Could we get like a little performance or something? If we could maybe do like a little. I mean, like sing like a little harmony. Maybe give us a little. You know, a little.
You want to give a little bit of mind tap? You want to sing a little bit of mind tap? I'll go into the chorus. That.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Can we do the mind tap? All right, then here we go. Let's do that right here.
Hit him with a little something. I'll go into the chorus.
We got CJ Holland, AY. All right,
I'll give the first verse. You can do the chorus.
Cool, got you, man. Here you go.
It's your boy AY. I'm hotter than the mothers, and I stay fly. Watch me as I hover. CJ, you can take the younger daughter. I'll entertain the mother, and then it's on to them others. Cause I ain't mind tap. Yeah, I tap into her mind and control how she moves with my lines. I don't need mother to take her home and enjoy that. She definitely knows it. Cause the second that I left her, she watched the time go past. It was kinda like hypnosis. How I got them girls focused on getting what they notice. Now I ain't being braggadocious, but mind tap is my own secret, and I know you want to notice. I promise you get to see this as long as you don't expose it. I gave her one dose of my potion. She lost the composure and started screaming.
Tap my mind, chills up my spine. Feels like a heart attack. Catch my breath, don't look back. Overload emotion, overdose. Gotta get my sanity back in my head. Mind tap.
Yes! Oh, that was sick right there. Yo, AY, okay, wait. We have to go over to you for a second.
Sure.
Who are some of your influences? Because that was just... You just went into a whole different place right there. Sorry. You were zoned out right there. Where does this sound come from? Who has influenced... who has built AY?
It's a lot of people, man. Andre 3000 really is my main influence. And not a lot of... I mean, I know a lot of hip-hop artists say that. Like, they like him, but he is, like, the way he words things is what I always try to do. I don't try to think of the simplest metaphor or simile. I try to think beyond that, like he does, in the way he words
I like it. That. Actually, I kind of disagree with you. I don't think anyone gives him credit. I've never heard someone come out and say that, and I really appreciate
that. Yeah, no,
he's definitely
I was listening to him this morning in the hotel room with CJ, and I was like, dude, this dude is just unbelievable. And, I mean, him, I love Drake. Love Drake. Eminem is just unbelievable. Jay-Z, I mean,
where did you start picking up the pen as far as writing your own stuff?
Back when I was like 15, Bone Thugs and Harmony were a huge influence of mine, because I let and Twista and Busta Rhymes, how they rap fast. I was gonna try to break the Guinness Book of World Records fastest rapper in the world. It was like syllables at the time, and I could do like 758 syllables in under a minute, and it would have broken the record, and I never continued putting it out because I just didn't want to be in that lane of just the fastest rapper in the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, those are my influences for sure. Just all of music in general, but hip hop, definitely Andre and Eminem would be my top two.
I like the sound, the blend of you guys. Like you said, it kind of adds that funk to it, but at the same time, we're getting, you know, some hard lyrics in here. As far as you, CJ, working on this track, where are you going to build next? I mean, you're putting a hip-hop artist on the song. Is there anyone out there that you'd like to kind of bring into your camp to work with?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so many artists I would love to work with, honestly. I think working with Miley Cyrus would be dope. I think working with Katy Perry would be dope, especially with the track she just put out, you know, Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, that was a dope performance.
Incredible. Like, just... I can't even just great a lot of other people though. I mean,
any new artists that you know out that you could kind of put us onto?
Any more? I think,
like, I see a female duet coming up.
I would totally not even mind that. No. I would not mind, but there is one person I think I'd love to work with. I think it's Lil Wayne's new artist that he's pushing pretty hard. It's Euro.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
So Euro,
really fun.
Euro and CJ.
Euro.
See this happening in the future?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, I'm excited. Now, before we wrap up with you, I want to go back over to you guys real quick. AY, you're working on your music. Projects coming out.
Yeah.
As far as your music moving forward, are we going to get more dance music? Is it going to be kind of the heart of Boston, where you're from? Like, what's the story that you're going
to
tell?
I'm going to be, as CJ said, I'm going to try to be me, is what I'm going to try to be, and create my own lane that's just different. Don't get me wrong. I love Boston hip-hop. I love it. But it's just not for me personally. I'm trying to be more towards the masses. Mm. And underground hip-hop is where it all started for me. So I got respect for all those Boston rappers. But when it comes down to what I like to do, I want to reach out to the masses because I have a story that really could hit a lot of people and help a lot of people, things that I've gone through. And
you have a song called Trophies?
I did a remix to Drake's Trophies, yeah.
Can we hear a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. I'll give you the first verse if you want.
You like ready?
Lately they been wondering who's this. Well, it's your boy A-Wine, that new Nissa hock spit. Too slick when I step in the booth, my shoes slip. And if you don't like how I do this, you can pucker up and kiss on my bum with your two lips. Ooh, and this boy has been doing this ever since the garden was the fleet center. These girls on the way to the top pretenders, artificially sweet like three splendors. So I treat them colder than frog pond in December. Remember, I am the one who just started from bottom and made it to top. Drake, this track is dope and I ain't singing you not, but a white kid like this will be the one who be taking this track and making it hot. Cause see, I've been cryogenically frozen like the sun. I'm gonna explode, eventually blowing, going harder than Trojan soldiers. And when they decide to expose me, I will shine brighter than Midas's gold coating. This is my moment. Our city went through that tragedy, then the Sox brought us that trophy. So don't judge if you don't know me, cause I'm the one and only who will bring us home a Grammy. So you can either stand behind me or not stand me at all, because this ain't a just because song. This is AY on the track on his job, man, doing what he loves song. Ah.
Pour that one out for the homies. Right?
If I didn't left, I would.
If my producer wouldn't come out here and yell at me, I would. That was dope.
Thanks, man.
We need, we need the Twitter handle from you eventually. We need to get this going so that people can hear your music. But I appreciate you coming here and giving us a taste of it.
Thank you for having me.
Incredible,
thank you,
isn't he?
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
DJ Double Take. Now, you guys, your sound. Where do we go with you? What type of music are we creating? I've seen some of your remixes. It seems a little more house EDM type sound to it.
Yeah, we definitely fall into the electronic music category. You know, a lot of house music, electro. I would say kind of down the lane of like, you know, and like AY. You know, we like to create our own lane, but I would say kind of relative to maybe a Dada Life, Steve Aoki type, you know, like really in-your-face electro, you know what I mean? But we mix it up a little bit, so.
And you guys are brothers. Why was that important for you guys to come?
We actually aren't.
No?
No.
We're not
related,
though. Y'all was brothers.
No, we grew up on the same street together, and we've known each other our whole lives, but no, we are actually not related at all.
Really? Okay, so what's this Lego thing? Because I see y'all with some Lego heads on. Is that just a crazy party experience?
You retired
the Lego?
We did, yeah. So that was just a little gimmick. It worked. You know what I mean? People got real excited. We're saying we used to wear these big Lego masks, and I don't know, but we retired it, you know, in fear of lawsuits. So, you know, kind of.
Your remixes are on the charts, too, I've seen.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty popular. So.
And, you guys come up with some crazy, funny videos, too. So you guys definitely make sure you guys check out DJ Double Take. And, again, your Twitter handles?
Double Take Jesse and Double Take Paul.
There you guys have it. And website or Facebook?
Facebook.com/DoubleTakeOfficial.
There you guys have it. All right, CJ. And for you, we have CJ Holland proper, CJ Holland wannabe yours. Where can your fans follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at CJ Holland Music. You can follow me on Instagram at CJ Holland Music. You can also follow me on Facebook at CJ Holland Music. They're all the same, you know, they're all the same handles and everything. So, yeah.
Be easy to find you.
Very
easy. It's 2014. What's the next step for you? When are we getting the next CJ Holland project?
The next CJ Holland
product. Or are you going to give me the smoother, crooner answer? You'll have to wait and see.
I mean, you'll have to wait and see.
All right, y'all. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at The Beat TV on Instagram and BHL Online on Twitter and Facebook. Follow me at DJ Jesse J. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Christian, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.